Proclamation number 7270 of 30th of January, 1959. Law of divine order is love. This is the fulfillment of the law, that you live in love, for love is the law of eternal order. Love is the only existing thing which no opposing will is able to overthrow. Love is the strength of God and thus the primal element which has its origin in God but which is also the primal being of God Himself. And thus the law of eternal order can only be fulfilled or maintained if love is the principle in which all beingness moves. Without love the law of divine order will be overturned, without love there will be a lack of strength and light, without love there will be sin, i.e., every violation of the law of eternal order is a sin because it is directed against the original source of love, against God Himself, who is eternal love. Nothing can find approval before God's eye that does not take place within the framework of the lawful order, which is love. Everything that opposes it must be wrong before God because it is based on unkindness and because unkindness opposes God's love, thus it is part of God's adversary whose nature is devoid of all love. Whatever you humans encounter in earthly life is to be tested for the degree of love which determines every event. Only that which is evident as activity of love will stand before God, and where there is only the slightest lack of love God's eyes will turn away, since He cannot be pleased with sin. And you humans can easily judge whether an action, a speech or even a thought was caused by a degree of self-love or even unkindness, no matter how small it may be. And therefore you will also know that you often play with sin, that you often violate the law of eternal order if you merely allow an unloving thought to arise within you and don't push it away when it arises within you. And likewise you are very quickly prepared to speak unkind words or to carry out an action which lacks love. You move far more outside of divine order because you are not always filled with love. On the contrary, you easily let yourselves be carried away into unkind judgment or thinking. And it need not always be actions which do not meet with God's approval. But you humans should all pay more attention to your thoughts or words that they do not violate the law of divine order. For divine order can only exist where love is the highest principle which fills the human being and determines his thoughts, speech and actions. You all still practice love far too little. You all do not yet recognize love as the most important thing which alone brings your maturing process to a successful conclusion. Only through love do you reintegrate yourselves into the law of divine order, and only then do you take on the being again which you were in the beginning and once gave away. But you have to become again what you were in the beginning, and therefore you have to accept your original being again, which is love in itself. Only when you live in love again will you enter the divine order and fulfill the law. You then join the eternal love again. There is no longer any separation. There is then also no state of imperfection, but from then on you move in strength and light and freedom, because then you have become perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Amen.